I've got a will in front of me and I look at it and I go, okay, that will says I, Mary Smith, appoint Joe Bloggs as my executor. It gives away all my affairs and it's properly executed. On the face of the document, it looks proper. Does it change your mind if I tell you that when Mary wrote that will, someone had a gun to her head?
Of course.
Yes. So that's an extreme example of challenging to wills. Does it change your mind if I say to you that when Mary wrote that will out, she was completely lacking capacity?
Of course, yeah.
Yep. So does it change your mind that someone had made a threat to that person or someone was in the room imposing their will on that person? For example, the will says, I leave it all to Joe Bloggs. What if Joe Bloggs was dictating the will?
Yep, yep. Well, so, and that sort of thing is clear cut. But again, are they the only circumstances or can someone who just feels that they are in some way entitled to more, who just disagreed with the way that the will favoured others over that person, is that grounds to contest or is that just the realms of Hollywood movies?
The answer is yes and no. let me take you through it shortly. So we all have the right to what we call testamentary freedom, the right to make our will however we see fit and sure. to give our assets away to whomever we consider to be appropriate. But what happened many, many years ago, we lived in a very distinctly patriarchal society where men had all of the assets and women weren't often allowed to own assets. We're going back last century, of course. And what started to happen were injustices. We didn't have proper social security mechanisms, etc. And so the legislators found that some testators were not caring for their families properly in leaving their affairs. So they to their closest family members and leaving them bereft. So they brought in this legislation called, we call it the Family Provision Legislation now. Some older viewers may know it as Testator Family Maintenance Legislation. Mm-hmm. And all states and territories in Australia have it, and they are different in each jurisdiction. But in Queensland, if your testator is living in Queensland and only has assets in Queensland, they will be governed by Queensland law. And Queensland law says that you have the right to give your estate to whomever you please, subject to the statutory caveat. And the statute says you have a responsibility to give consideration to your spouse and your children.
Right. Okay.
In distributing your affairs. That's the law in Queensland. So if you fail in that responsibility, then the law says then those people have a right to take the matter to the court and say, well, hang on a minute, I was the spouse and I've been left out. Now, here's the difficulty, and this is the why it's exploded, is that when that legislation was developed, it was a long time ago, and our definition of family wasn't as broad.
Of course, yeah.
So now we can have more than one spouse. Why you would, I don't know. It takes long enough to train the first one.
I'm going to ignore the fact that you said that. I'm just going to let that go through to the keeper, but please continue.
All jokes aside. So what can happen is people might be still legally married and they, for whatever reason, don't get around to the divorce, but they enter into a de facto relationship.
Yep.
Suddenly you've got two spouses, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Okay. For all intents and purposes, yeah.
Yes, you do. And then, or you might repartner, remarry, and you might have children, but your spouse may have children.
Yep.
Suddenly they become your children.
Of course.
And that's how it's not just a reflection of the legislation, it's a reflection of how our society has developed and grown and changed over time. And when we look at it, those people are eligible to make a claim. That's the first step. But is the claim going to be successful is the next step. And that question around, well, did the testator owe them a duty? Question mark. Did the testator provide for them during their lifetime? What are their financial circumstances? So, for example, you as a testator might have written out your will and said to yourself, well, my child Joe is really wealthy.
Yep.
And my child Peter is not. And so if I split my estate between Joe and Peter, well, that would be a little bit unfair because one's already really wealthy. So I'll give it to the other, okay?
Yep.
So I make that commentary and then I put my will away. And then what happens if Joe suddenly has a financial misfortune?
Ah, yes.
And goes into bankruptcy?
Yep. Then those terms or that information that decision was based on is no longer true. So that would be grounds for Joe to contest that.
Well, it's not grounds for it, but it's a factor in giving consideration as to whether or not Joe should get some more.
Yep.
And there are so many factors that it takes a lot of analysis to look at that. But, of course, you have to weigh that against the cost of pursuing these things.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's the problem that we've got, is that they are very time-consuming. They're very labour-intensive. And those two things are what adds the cost. And the problem that we're seeing a lot of is there's no proportionality in some of these types of claims, where I think some people are getting upset about, and understandably so. If it's a very, very small estate, the value in pursuing it by the time you look at all the grief, the drama and the legal fees, it's not a lot to be divided up.
You don't have an option when bad things happen. You don't have an option to say, oh, I'm going to wipe away.